Hey, welcome back, everybody. As we wrap up the year with our little special celebration with our community. Because our community is your community, right here in the Hispanic Chamber's weekly podcast with the man who makes it somehow happen and brought me lunch today, John Gutierrez.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce podcast show, which, of course, as many, it's called our community podcast show, where our community is your community. And let me tell you, we are wrapping up the year, and I brought Mr. Paul Roberts some delicious In-N-Out. Mm. So I apologize if I've got any ketchup on me or anything right here. Because
while we're doing the show, this is good.
But we wanted to have a special show this year to recap everything that we've done this past year, and also to start giving everybody dates as far as what's coming up, some of our events. So we'll be going through some of the dates here. First and foremost, we just want to thank everybody who has supported us this past year, all of our board members, our advisory board, our ambassadors, and of course, our staff, our CEO, president, Mr. Ruben Franco, and Edna Ruiz, and of course, Josiah and Aya, who are part of our whole team, from everything behind the scenes to, of course, man, probably our biggest event is the Estrella Awards Gala, which, by the way, is coming up again, April 11th. So put that in your calendar, okay? April 11th is our upcoming Estrella Awards this new upcoming year. I just want to make sure.
2026 at Disneyland Hotel.
Yes, sir. And you've been there, right, Paul? You were there. Were you there last year?
I'm telling you, yes. And I don't say this kiddingly, it's like the Academy Awards.
Yes.
People dress to the hilt. They're crying as they walk across the street. It's a community. And there's 800 people there. I've never seen such a party.
I started going to the Estrella Awards, I want to say maybe 20 years ago. Yeah. I never forget. I wasn't part of the chamber. I didn't even know what the chamber was. I had a little sports video production company called Game Time Videos at the time. And I remember a friend of mine calling me who was part of the chamber and saying, hey, the boss, the president, Ruben Franco, his daughter's going to be singing at the Estrella Awards. And he said, do you mind coming and filming her as she sings the national anthem? And I was like,
sure.
She's
a heck of a singer, too.
Right? Yeah. And at the time, she was this little girl, right? Mm-hmm. This big event. And I remember showing up with, at the time, one of my co-workers, staff, filming the event. And I walk into the Estrella Awards, and I was like amazed at what you're talking about, Paul. Yeah. This kind of like the Oscars, right? Everybody's in black tie. And I'm just walking around going, what is this? What is this about? And I told this story when I became senior vice president about 3 years ago at the Estrella Awards, how I was now at the podium and I was looking across the room and I'm like, I can't believe I'm standing here as your new senior vice president, because I was once standing back there filming this event with the camera when my boss's daughter was singing the national anthem up here. And so it was a very surreal moment, because it went to show, it really showed how here I was, a small business owner, eventually joining the chamber through my OC hospice company, which I later opened with my wife and my sister. And I became a member, I became an ambassador, and eventually I got elected to be on the board, and I became a board member. And eventually I was asked to become, of course, to fill in the role of senior vice president, which I want to thank everybody who's been very supportive in my journey, being here almost 15 years. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I've been part of this chamber for 15 years. Pretty amazing. Going back to the Estrella Awards, do not forget, April 11th is our upcoming Estrella Awards. If you want to get a table and be a sponsor, we sell out every year. Believe it or not, I think last year we had about 100 people that couldn't make it to the event. At the last minute, we just didn't have space. So we sell out every year. It's grown from when I started here back in the day, it was like 500 people, to now, like Paul Roberts mentioned, we're almost at 100 people attending every year. And it's a beautiful event. We have a great after party. We have music, we have beautiful dinner. And of course, we give out awards to all of our members. We have like member of the year, corporate responsibility winner of the year. And it's just a beautiful event, great networking opportunity. So again, if you want to get involved in the Estrella Awards, we encourage you, reach out to us. And of course, let me first and foremost say our website is OCHCC.com. That's Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, OCHCC.com.
And you better get your tickets soon. I know everybody says it really sells out.
Yes, really does. Again, April 11th. So hurry, reach out to us. Get your tickets, get your table, and be a part of it. Great networking event. The other thing I want to make sure we point out is part of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we have a great partnership with the SBDC. And the boss, Ruben Franco, wanted me to make sure I let everybody know that one of the things we're very proud of is that we help fund $70 million towards small businesses and businesses in general through the SBDC, which is one of our partners. I can tell you that today I had 3 phone calls on the chamber cell phone, which is here with me, right here, chamber cell phone. I had 3 phone calls of people that needed help with their small business funding. And so I always pass this on to Ruben or our consultants from the SBDC, Sylvia Pizarroso, who's been on the podcast show.
Yes.
And then they take it from there. And if you have a small business or a startup business, we encourage you to, of course, reach out to us and we will connect you with our SBDC. And of course, we'll help you become a member. There's a program through the SBDC where if you're a startup and you go through their program, which is a great way to help you start your business, the consultants help you there. And this is all free through the SBDC because that's what their job and their role is.
Wait a minute. They do this for free?
Yes. Remember that? You said that on the show, remember?
For free?
For free. And their role is to help businesses get off the ground, start off, much like my business 15 years ago, OC Hospice, getting it off the ground. And not only that, but help you eventually get connected through our networking events that we do as a chamber, which takes me to, again, our monthly mixers. So IKEA in Costa Mesa is one of our other big events. Keep that in mind. That'll happen this upcoming year on the 20th. Let me just look here in November, okay? November 20th is IKEA in Costa Mesa, our big mixer.
So this is 10 months in the future in 2026?
Here? Yes, but we're going through some other stuff. Obviously, every year we also do the toy drive, which is in December, which we just had. And by the way, this last toy drive, because remember, we're still in December here. Every year we do a toy drive, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This year again, Lendistry, Kroger, Commercial Bank of California, Kaiser. They stepped up to the plate to help us with the toy drive. And we will be giving out toys at pretty much at our 2 longtime partners, Cambalache Restaurant and Villa Roma Restaurant, which have been on our show, Teresa and Leo.
I love Villa Roma.
Yes, Villa Roma.
I don't know the other one, so I can't say anything about it, but Villa Roma, wow.
Yes, yes. Leo and Teresa are great members.
Argentinian
Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Great food, and this is where we do our toy giveaway. They actually provide breakfast for the families of the shelter homes that we give these toys to. So that'll be happening actually already next week because we're here in December.
And can I tell you the greatest thing you've done all year? As we look back at the past year, you had major corporations come in here.
Yes.
Major political figures, people running for governor.
Yes.
Mom and pop people who've joined the chamber, a whole world. The best thing you've done is you brought me lunch finally today here for this celebration, this Christmas show.
In-N-Out.
I got to eat.
He's happy with In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. This is the greatest
gift. And if you've seen some desserts here in the front, it's from Chef Pascal, who's in the house here.
Last show.
A legendary chef here too, with us.
Those are French, and I can't say the French word. He'll beat me up, but it's like a Yule log. It's like a little chocolate log of sponge cake and chocolate. It's a French pastry.
Looks great. And again, this is what we're about, folks, supporting small businesses. And of course, our big corporate partners that are with us, we're all about supporting each other. So we encourage you, again, go to our website, OCHCC.com. Go to our Instagram, which is also OCHCC. Go to our Facebook, which is Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And this will be airing on the 24th, so let's wish everybody.
We're pretending it's running live today, but we really pre-recorded this.
Yes.
Why? For the same reason Chef Pascal pre-recorded his show with the Yule log. Because you're going to be out whooping it up. It's Christmas Eve.
Yes, yes.
The show aired. But people are home watching stuff, looking for content, but nobody wanted to come in. So we pre-taped this.
I wanted to come in, but Pa didn't want to come in.
No.
He's John. I'm busy that day.
I'm busy that day.
But Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays when you're viewing this show. Again, IKEA will be the big event in November. December, we do the toy drive. But let's go back to January.
January 2026, next month.
Yes, January 15th is Big Brothers, Big Sister. Okay,
that's a great group.
And then in February, we also have an educational event. that happens every year with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And then we'll go into more events, but we do everything from the VIP reception before the Estrella Awards in April. We also do an event at the Heritage Museum. So stay tuned for all these events.
You pretty much do something every month.
Every month we have, oh, the big one that we do in, remember the Anaheim Angel Stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How did we forget that one?
That's usually around Hispanic Heritage Month in October. Those are great events, great mixers. We usually get about 150 to 200 people. You get to go to the Angels game. We do a pre-mixer. Everybody networks. Yeah. And you get to watch the game. It's a really fun event. Definitely be on the lookout for that. And also, of course, our youth chamber throughout the year does great events to invite other youth that are in college or graduating from college, and they come to their mixers. They have their own board, which is led by John Amador, our former chairman of our board, and his whole committee, which is their advisory committee. Our youth chamber's been around 16 years. 16 years, and we've had some
and
of them on the show.
That what a great idea. Train the future leaders, get them into the organization, show them what it's like to be involved and to run a group and to be on a board. What a fantastic idea.
Yeah, the youth chamber, we've had some of their now corporate executives that were part of our youth chamber 15, 16 years ago that are now with Pepsi and some of these big companies. And it's really interesting because I've seen them grow up in our chamber and now seeing them as executives. It's just a really proud moment. So if you are listening or watching this show, if you have any students in college and you want them to get involved with our youth chamber, you could always go to our website at ochec.com. And from there, it'll lead you to our youth chamber website. And your son or daughter can get involved with our youth chamber. And they attend the events, they earn points. And at the end of the year, they apply for scholarships, which, by the way, we raise that money at our annual golf tournament, which is usually in October or September around there. And so the big golf tournament that we do every year that we thank all of our sponsors for supporting, the money we raise there goes towards these scholarships for these youth chamber students that are in college. And we've given away thousands and thousands of dollars in scholarships, and it's great to see them.
And had an impact. You're training the future leaders. You're supporting the growing businesses. You're helping them find funding and getting started through the SBDC Association. You've got all these great programs and places to network and hang out and whatnot. What's your final pitch at the end of the year? Why should everybody join? And not just Hispanic, should I join? Should every business join the Hispanic Chamber?
First and foremost, I think people have the misconception that you have to be Hispanic to join the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and that's not true. Anybody can join our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. The Hispanic Chamber of Commerce was started many years ago in Santa Ana, and it was started by a Hispanic group of business owners to help the Hispanic community basically help each other out, collaborate, network, have these networking events. As Hispanic leaders at the time, I think they were just looking for that support system. And now has grown into, of course, this large organization, which, as you see, we're sitting in the middle of this beautiful building at UCI.
UCI
at the Cove.
Beal Applied Innovation Center.
Which, by the way, our board member from UCI, Alberto, will be our new chairman of our board. Ah. He's part of UCI. He'll be basically sworn in at this upcoming Estrella Awards, again, April 11th at Disneyland Hotel. And the organization has evolved, right? It has grown so much. We recently had, I think, Frank Garcia. Remember, I don't know if you remember from
La
Casa.
One of the founders.
He's one of our founders. And I never forget when I brought him into the building and he looked around. And if you've ever met Frank, he's just a great man, good heart, does a lot in the community. And he was just in awe and said, wow, this is where the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce offices are. And
they started over a restaurant table somewhere.
Yeah, and it was just really nice to bring him into the podcast show, have him tell his story, and share really where our organization started. And so for those of you listening or viewing for the first time, yes, this organization has evolved and grown so much. We have thousands of members. But it's really nice when I go to downtown Santa Ana and I run into people like Teresa from Teresa's Jewelry Store. She was on our show.
Yeah.
And she tells me stories of when the organization started, how she was part of it. And yet she's still involved. She comes to our, she was just at our toy drive event.
From a small local group of people, it's become this counterweight thing. I think you're the largest chamber in Orange County. You got to be. You got to be the biggest.
We're one of the largest, I think. Yes. We're one of the largest out there. We may be the largest. We don't like to brag, but
we're big.
We have a good group. And I like to tell people that we're like a family. We really are there for each other. We're really there to support each other. People will often ask me, what made you join the chamber? And this is a simple answer for me. I'd say, I was looking for mentors for me as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. I just started my OC Hospice small business healthcare company. Yes, I'd worked in healthcare for 15 years, but there's a difference between clocking into a job and working 9 to 5.
And owning it.
There's a difference between that and owning the business. Things like payroll and things like that, and HR and training staff and how to run a business and all these things.
Marketing.
That, yeah, marketing. And I felt like the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce was able to provide me some of those great mentors that I can tell you are now dear friends of mine, because they were managing and overseeing big corporations with thousands of employees. And here I was trying to grow my business to whatever it was, 50, 100 employees at one point right before the pandemic. And so I wanted to be a better leader, right? A better professional. And I felt that in this organization, I could find that. And I did. I found some great mentors, some great people.
No better plea. I got to cut you off.
Yes.
We could go on and talk about the thing. How do they reach the Hispanic Chamber if they want to find out more?
So again, Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is the website, OCHCC.com. And last thing I want to make sure we plug in is our 47th annual statewide convention. That's going to be in August from the 19th to the 21st. So put that in your calendar.
All the Hispanic chambers in California. Of which you're
They come together there. It's a great event. And of course, we have our other events like Dia de los Abuelos at the Delhi Center, which is during Hispanic Heritage Month, where we help a lot of the seniors in the community. Viva la Cultura, where we celebrate fashion, art, cultural music, even food at that event, Viva la Cultura. And of course, other events that we do with Orangewood. And of course, many other events that you can go and find
We're
on our website.
We're teasing them. We'd go look at it. There's millions of out there. The best event they do, though, is on the day before Christmas. They feed the producer, finally. They bring him some lunch. Thank you for joining us so much here today, John Gutierrez. We'll look forward to 2026, even more conversations, even more cool events, and more cool guests of all across the community here on the one community conversation that I think covers it all here. And you seem to know them all.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
There you have it. One more reason to tune in. Thanks so much for listening this past year, and we hope you'll listen again as we explore more community conversations right here in Orange County's only community conversation, where our community is your community. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation.